appropriate music, whether performed by street musicians like Ray Kurt Johnson or members of the National Symphony Orchestra, is part of the annual July 4th celebration, along with barbecues and fireworks. And for many Americans, the holiday weekend is also a time to think about history and reflect on what it means to be an American. For some families, that means coming to Washington, D.C., to visit the city's historic monuments and museums. John Carruthers from Santa Cruz, California, says the nation's capital is especially meaningful for him at this time of the year.
It's really wonderful to come here and see the bed of the government that we now live within.
The Carruthers family visited the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History, where one of the highlights is the almost 200-year-old Star-Spangled Banner. The hand-sewn flag inspired Francis Scott Key to write the poem that became our national anthem. Seeing it was one of the highlights of the trip for 14-year-old Mylana Carruthers.
Well, it was much larger than I thought it would be, and it's amazing how it's pretty much well-preserved after so long. And you can still tell what it is and not much damage to it. It's really amazing.
I think July 4th is the time that people come and they really want to connect with American history and with their stories. And so, of course, they do come to see those icons.
Andrea Lothar is Director of Visitor Services for the American History Museum, which expects to welcome more than 100,000 visitors over the holiday weekend.
We have the hat that Abraham Lincoln was wearing the night he was assassinated. We have the writing box that Thomas Jefferson drafted the Declaration of Independence on. I mean, how much more perfect for July 4th can it be?
For other Americans, July 4th is about principles that can't be displayed in a museum. Christine Coombs of Gaithersburg, Maryland, says Independence Day symbolizes the right to practice her Mormon faith without persecution.
Freedom is everything in our country. I think it's what our country means. It's what we stand for. It's what, you know, the ability to choose. I really love my religion, and it was important for me to be able to choose.
Freedom of religion is important, says Martin Hawkhauser of Poughkeepsie, New York, but he cautions that Americans must be careful about separating religion from government. Attention reflected in current political debates.
In New York, they just voted to let gay people get married, so not to treat them as second-class citizens. But some religious groups are trying to say, you know, it's our country and the heck with every other religion and every other opinion but ours. That's not right.
I think as Americans, we take it for granted, the freedoms that we do have.
Ronnie Stevens is from Jacksonville, Florida.
And I think it's a time that we need to just step back and reflect on how good we do have it, no matter what your political affiliation is. You know, we can all come together and enjoy what we have here.
During the week leading up to the 4th of July celebrations, many Americans visiting the nation's capital expressed a similar sentiment and a wish for freedom around the world.
I hope that the countries that are having troubles right now will be able to celebrate their own 4th of July in the future in their own independence.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.